So thank you for coming. So Yu Lin is really the first author and the expert of this topic. I'm just a mother, new mother, and got very interested in this topic and have a lot of problems using the breast pump. So Sarah and I work for the Center for Food Safety and Applied Nutrition. Yu Lin, Cun Lin, and Nusa work for the device side of FDA. And so we have no relationship to disclose. Okay, so breast pumps. So breast pump plays a critical role in sustaining breastfeeding. About 85% of the breastfeeding mothers expressed milk. This includes people express milk by hands. So I sometimes think their infant was born. So this number is from the article by Judith and Sarah. If we exclude by hands, so the people using breast pump, it's about 70%. So breast pumps, so this is the percentage of people expressing milk among the mother who breastfeed. So 70% use breast pump. But this number is also not from a national representative. This is from we're using the same data. So, and this data is not national representative. So may not be generalizable. Breast pumps are medical devices, yet operated by nursing mothers and themselves, usually without guidance or supervision. So a lot of us probably we don't realize that it's actually a medical device. We just assume it's something. So the benefits of using the breast pumps are well documented. But the problems are overlooked or not well studied. Among the very few articles talk about breast pumps, it's usually some studies sponsored by the manufacturers. They compare the different types of pumps, which is more effective, the flow of milk, the effectiveness, the satisfaction reported by mother. So, but it's sponsored by manufacturers, so it's kind of biased that way. Or a lot of articles they focus on low-weight infants in NICU. So it's kind of interesting. They talk about the contamination of using breast pump. But it's usually among the low-weight infants in NICU setting. So our study is slightly different. We focus on healthy infants and a large sample. So I'll talk about that in the next slide. So what could go wrong with the breast pump? So there's one article talk about using the manual pumps and the risk of mastitis. So basically, this article talking about using the manual pump is not very effective in emptying the milk, especially from the periphery area. And this study is just association, it's not causation. So they found an association of using manual pumps and the risk of mastitis. And also the nipple pain and the breast tissue injury relate to a poor fitting or wrong setting. So poor fitting is usually about the shields. You know, it may not be your size. So it's really when you buy a pump, you should adjusting to how big your breast. You know, but most people just buy whatever, you know, not thinking about that, or the instructions are not very good. The setting, so if you set it too high, it may cause injury. If you set too low, it may not be effective. So so it's the setting also relate to the injury. The third point is that the bacteria infection for both infants and mother due to inadequate cleaning, storage, sharing, including buying used breast pumps. I don't know whether you have ever seen those crazy pictures how mom pumped the milk, sometimes in the bathroom and, you know, and driving the car and and in the office, the computers, other, and food. So a lot of things could go wrong. Data, we used the infant feeding practice study 2, a longitudinal survey of women from late pregnancy through their infant's first year of life, conducted by the FDA and the CDC between the year 2005 and 2007. This sample was drawn from this data, and it's national distributed consumer. This data is a drawn from a national distributed consumer opinion panel, and it was limited to healthy mother with healthy term or near term singleton infants. There's about 3,000 mothers we follow for a year when they're pregnant, and then every 2 weeks a questionnaire mailed to them, and they mail us back. So we follow them closely for about a year. But about breastfeeding related, about breast pump related question, were only asked about months 2, months 5, and months 7. So 3 time points we have. The sample size we listed here are the women who ever reported they use breast pumps. So our statistical techniques including descriptive and event history modeling, because we have the longitudinal data. And then, Julie.
Oh, you didn't present this one. Hi, good afternoon, everyone. My name is Yulin Qi. I did the data analysis. Actually, Sarah is the expert on this. So what we did for the analysis is we have this all the risk factors and basic demographic information. And this is all the information we analyze. And for the pump-related factors, we have the type and conditions of breast pump, such as electronic combo, battery operated, or manual, and for the conditions new or used, and how mothers obtain and learn to use a pump. We'll present that slide later on. For the mother's characteristics, we have BMI, type of delivery, such as C-section, vaginal, with or without drug. For the C-section, we have emergency C-section and planned C-section, and whether a mom is new or had breastfeeding experience for 1 kid or 2 kids, and the breastfeeding and the work relations. For the demographics, we have age, education, income, etc., and whether source support or information or BP is used. So for the demographics of the breast pump users, we have age, race, and education. And you can see majority of them, 60%, age from 25 to 35. And race is predominantly white, and education is some college or higher. So compared to national representative sample, this one is a little older and more white and more highly educated. For the how mothers obtain breast pump, we have this in the questionnaire, and you can see almost 3/4 of them either bought or given as a gift. So these are mainly new pumps, and the rest of them comprises mostly used, which is about 1/4 of them. And for the borrowed from work, the last one is only 3 cases. So you can see 0%, actually it's about 0.3 or something, 0.4 something like that. So the types of breast pumps, we have more than half electronic, and only 2% are battery operated, because our data is modeled for soil analysis, and we combine those 2% into the combo, which is battery and electronic switchable, because the survival curve will sharply go down, and which causes significance that is unwanted. And for how mothers learn to use breast pumps, we combine the one, the first one, which is learned from brochure, internet, video, and self-taught, because we found no difference among these 4 groups. And 15% of them are from relative, friends, sales clerk, or other, and the other 20% is from lactation consultant, WIC staff and nurse, doctor. It's interesting to note that 15% of the friend relative sales clerk has shown some association with less breast pump problems. Yeah. And how satisfied with breast pump? You can see the mothers answer 4 and 5 is like 75%. And here's the results for using breast pump and find the problems. And these are originally obtained from the survey questionnaire. And it was after several literature search and interview with users. And the last one is a group of all kinds of problems that could not be contributed into any other group. And for the first one, any problem is the combination of all the problems. If any mother, if a mother responds to any of the categories with a yes, it will be categorized into any problem, because this is the one we're going to use for modeling. And other issues combined together is more than 100%. You can see some mothers could respond more than one category of problems. And for the breast pump injuries, on the other hand, it is referred to a group of injuries that could occur to nursing mothers, such as nipple injuries, sore nipple, infection, pressure bruise, etc. And there is no association has been drawn between breast pump problems and breast pump injuries. The breast pump injuries is the primary interest, primary endpoint of this research, and breast pump problems is the secondary one of this research. But because the time and limitation, we will not present too much on the breast pump problems. We'll just focus on the breast pump injuries. And a variety of general demographics, such as breast pump and breastfeeding related variables, were used for the modeling building. We used the SAS pH reg procedure, which is Cox proportional hazard model. These variables include age, race, education, poverty level, BMI, type of delivery, marital status, how mothers learn to use breast pump, whether breast pump is new or used, type of breast pump, how do mothers obtain, whether mothers worked in the first year, breastfeeding problems exist in the first 2 weeks, prenatal plan to breastfeed only, intended to breastfeed 12 months or more, mother was breastfed as infant, smoked postnatally, full-time employed at month 3, and gestational age, whether it's larger than 37 months or 37 weeks or not. And the final model shows only 3 variables as significant, which is the type of delivery. Using emergency cesarean as reference, you can see the vaginal with or without medication and planned cesarean has worse effect and more injuries with breast pump use. And intent to breastfeeding 12 months or more, and using the yes as reference, you can see the one with answered as no has a higher breast pump injuries. Also, the postnatal smoking at, measured as 3 months, the mothers with smoking, answer with smoking, had a higher prevalence of breast pump injuries. However, the primary interest of breast pump type in association with the breast pump injury, we did not find any significance after combining the combo and battery operated breast pumps.
So on the last
one, your
heart ratio is below 1, so isn't it the opposite? Women who smoked
actually had less problems. Yeah. 0.639.
Walk us through your hazard ratio.
The postnatal
smoking?
We only have just over 2.5 minutes, so.
Well, I think you made a mistake on the last one.
Yeah, the definitely is the postnatal with smoking is higher on the risk. You can see later with the survival model. I'm gonna show you the map, the plot. This is the one for the breast pump injury type, and you can see there are three types of the breast pump crossed over. There is no significant difference. And this is the type of delivery. You can see the emergency cesarean has shown much higher, much better in terms of the survival curve, and shows that the other three groups has higher higher prevalence for breast pump injury. And this is the intent by breastfeeding intention for 12 months or more. The bottom one is no intended to breastfeed 12 months or more. So, and the smoking, you can see the lower one is for smoke. So our findings are over three quarters of breastfeeding pumps were new, either purchased or given as a gift. Three quarters of mothers were certified with breast pumps. So the types of breast pump conditions, whether breast pump was obtained and how mothers, where breast pump was obtained and how mothers learned to use it, were not significantly associated with breast pump injuries. The smoking and no intention to breastfeed in 12 months or more were significantly associated with increased risk for breast pump injuries. Using emergency cesarean as the reference, vaginal delivery with or without medicine and planned cesarean were associated significantly with increased risk for breast pump injury. And our recommendations include at most mothers learn how to use breast pump themselves, such as brochure, internet, etc. More user-friendly instructions, such as pictures, instruction CD from the manufacturers are needed. And more training and education among pregnant and lactating mothers on how to incorporate breast pump into breastfeeding plan can also be helpful. And for the study strengths and limitations, the study was a national survey, well designed, geographically balanced, large sample size, and is probably the only study focusing on healthy mothers, while most publications using data from hospital records of NICU. However, this is a voluntary sample, and particularly it underrepresents low-income and low-educated women. Also, the survey was based on self-reporting, where reporting bias may be introduced. Nonetheless, self-reporting is preferred and perhaps the only way feasible in collecting some variables such as breast pump problems, and it was done frequently where recall bias is minimized. Thank you.
Thank you. We don't have time for